produced last time. Now we're going to produce again. No, just kidding. We're in the middle of our whole tone series, slash how to collaborate and do a bunch of Ableton stuff. Sort of our everything series, our suspended in space series. We're on part 5 out of 6, maybe 7 now, we're thinking. And we're going to help you make use of a lot of random tools in the Tune Shed today. So,
hey, welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Meg Blurry, and I'm here and dear with my near and dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
Here, near and dear, near and near,
and childhood friend. Here, near and dear.
I think I just found where... Yeah. And we were, sorry, I keep forgetting it's a week has passed for you viewers, but we are just in the middle of it. We're just in the thick of it. We just press record and we go.
Grinding.
But I mentioned in last week's episode that this little like vial of pepper was filled with dice, and I found the dice. Boom. Pretty pink Dungeons & Dragons dice. I never use them for Dungeons & Dragons. I don't remember what I used them for. I think I was gifted them. But
now they are an instrument.
Now they are in this bag. This bag, a nice this is M sack. On it. That my friend knitted for me. And it's a shaker. It's a great shaker, actually.
That's a great sound. I'm stoked. Okay, so we got some drums going. We got the song I wrote in college that we've chopped up. We've got a bunch of templated tracks. We've learned a bunch of cool tricks about how to do things fast. Here's our beat.
We'll start tracking in shakers.
Let's do it. Let's just get right into it.
Let's name these first. Shaker 1, shaker 2. Double track shakers. Everything's mono so far, so let's double track these shakers and let's hard pan them left and right.
Boom.
Do you want to do the polyrhythm shaker thing that we did last time? Like we were doing
What do we do? I like that. That sounds cool. What's the polyrhythm there?
Well, I don't. It's like this one's chicka 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 chicka
chicka chicka. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. But maybe we'll do like a different thing. Maybe we won't even do a polyrhythm.
The steady is kind of cool.
I like the steady. The video watchers are going to laugh. Maybe we could sort of like play with the way that happens.
Ooh, and another thought, cut the shaker when the little cicada comes in.
That a lot.
So it like switches textures, yeah.
Okay, so the way I like to do this, I'll just keep the monitor off, but I'll just record like bars of it, and then
bars.
Chop the bar that we did. Yep, whatever. Wait, let me turn that. All right.
Sounds great.
Sorry. So, yeah, I had to turn up the gain a little bit on my mic. But so we tracked 4 bars of this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cut it in the middle because we only tracked 1 ear. I'm just going to put the second half on the other ear.
Oh, nice.
And just repeat them so we don't have to do the whole thing again.
Beautiful.
Do a little tiny little crossfade. Boom.
That's another nice little trick. Whoa.
It's really loud.
That sounds cool, though. Do you always do shakers in stereo?
Not always, but when there's a lot of just like mono drums everywhere, it's just like nice to have a layer that's a little stereo. A little bit too stereo. Let's go. Let's mono it out a little bit. Let's split the difference. Yeah.
That's nice.
Okay, let's group these and let's play with them. Check. Let's make them go.
Ooh, a little phaser or something?
Yeah.
We'll
put an EQ on it.
Okay.
We'll put a LFO on it.
Okay.
And then we'll map the LFO to 1's frequency.
Okay. Beautiful.
We'll sort of like, we'll make it slow. Whoops, not that
slow. I love when you do multiple steps at once and don't listen back. Ooh, it's cool. That's cool. I like that. A little bit of phasing happening.
A little bit.
I love this.
Oh, I kind of want it to be on beat. Oh, that's
yeah.
Sweet. Let's make it on beat.
The texture is good. It gets this kind of texture.
Yeah, that's sweet. Okay, and then we're going to cut it for this part. Ooh, actually, instead of cutting it, why don't we resample it and put it really low? And then
underneath?
Yeah.
Whoa, ooh. I like it. Because actually, I was doubling back on my cutting it idea because it's such a big part of it now. It may sound
it
awkward
different.
To just, yeah, disappear. Make it
we can
different.
We can match it with that cicada thing and then put the cicada on one ear so that
yep.
It's sort of like a, it's sort of
yep.
A polyrhythm thing.
Because it competes with the cicada right now. That's what we don't want, right? We want them to sort of, you
want
that
want them
part
to
come
nice.
In. Yeah.
We want, yeah, we, yeah, yeah,
yep.
We want.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay,
That's what we'll do.
We solo the whole shaker layer. We arm the shook for recording. And we, so we're resampling again. The reason that we don't freeze flatten them is because we want them to go into one channel.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah, both of them. So,
oh, beautiful.
Now
that's cool.
We have both of the shaker tracks in one audio channel. So let's cut the actual shakers.
Cut the actual shakers, man.
Cut the actual shakers, man. Let's see what these sound like together. Let's hard pan them and see if it's better. Kind
whoa.
Of. I think the shakers are too loud.
That's crazy. That melts my mind.
Yeah, this one needs to be like sort of like more. We need to saturate this layer. It needs to be more. We need more.
More.
Maybe creamer tape.
Oh.
Nah, it's not aggressive enough. Decap. Decap always solves our problems.
Whoa. It's like too.
It's too much.
Too capped.
Now it's a little more even.
That's kind of cool.
That's
cool.
What's
it like in context, I wonder? Ooh.
Let's make both of these really deep. Oops, that's not the
like octaves down.
Yeah, sort of like lower the pitch of both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool.
That's cool. I think it's gonna sound great with the beat. Yep, the effect is there. You hear it come in.
That's kind of groovy.
That's unhinged. I love it.
That is not hinged.
It's at least one hinged.
It has one hinge, but it's not working.
Not none.
Let's add one more drum thing and then call it.
Yeah, drums feeling good.
Let's look at splice
thinking?
Drums. I don't know. Oh, these are yeah. These are these are not right. These are drum and bass loops, bro.
Wrong vibe.
Let's try high think? Snare.
We got a lot of snare action, but maybe we could it could click around in there.
Yeah, lo-fi clicks. Oh, these are what we need. Sort of
oh.
Like, I like that maybe.
I'm missing it. Oh, here it is. Huh.
Okay. Wait. Okay, none there, but I. Oh, shoot. I messed up. That's it. Just a little splat in there.
Yeah, it's like a little like audio. It almost sounds like the audio clip.
Make this one a little quieter.
Yep, yep. Oops. It's definitely quite loud, but it's good for noticing.
Maybe we'll transpose it up.
It's good with a little body.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Yeah. That shaker transformed this beat.
Okay, so every other one, the last kick is gone. Okay, cool. Yeah, so what I just did was I highlighted a little piece and then pressed 0 to mute it. It's another Ableton trick for you. If you want to duplicate the entire layer, you go to the drum group and you highlight that region, press Control D, and it duplicates. And then we're going to highlight this little kick right here. We're going to mute it.
The flow is so interesting to think about when you use these different tools creatively. Okay, second pattern.
Yep. Maybe we'll put this kick drum in a slightly different spot.
And so now you use that as a variation. It's brilliant.
Oops. Not quite.
Not quite.
Right there is where I want it. Boom, boom. Yeah, there we go.
Boom, boom. Yeah, yep.
Want to chop up your thing?
Let's chop it up. We're flying. Oh, so yeah, going back to the original song. Oh, it's faster now.
See how it's warped because we changed it? We have to deselect warp. So now it's playing at the original tempo.
How's it gonna sound?
Ba, 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 ba. I want to sort of make it go a little faster.
Yeah.
So, what we're gonna do, because we can sort of like, see, I wish you could stretch things in the sampler. That'd be really cool. We're gonna have to do this the old-fashioned way. So, open up a little thing. We resample it again. See how this works. Oops. Where is it? Not that one. There it is. So now we have our resampled little bum 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 bum. And we can drag it into the beat to make it fit.
Oh, automatically fit.
So remember I wanted it to go ba 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 ba.
Yeah.
The polyrhythm thing.
I love that little rhythm. That's cool.
We can sort of do it. We can sort of eyeball it. So we want each of these to appear. We need a triplet grid. So we need this one to sort of land here on this little grid. So what I just did was I right clicked my timeline. And I set it to fixed grid eighth note and then press triplet grid. You can also press Control 3 for triplet. Now I'm going back in here and I'm eyeballing. I'm setting the fixed grid off in my audio editor.
Yeah.
I'm putting two warp markers at the beginning and end of the sample. And I'm gonna compress, just sort of like squish this sample until I see this hit happen on the triplet grid, right?
So nice. I see what you're saying.
Boom. See? Okay, so now each of the little like chord hits I can see are happening on the triplet.
Oh, so that's now, tricky. That's a hard thing to do, I feel like.
That's tough. You gotta know your beat theory, bro.
Yeah, you gotta know your tricks, your beat tricks.
But now it should ba 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 ba. Oh, it didn't. Oops.
Well, that happens every once in a while as well.
Yeah, I didn't know my theory. Boom, 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 boom. Do, 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 do. There it is. Yeah, this one maybe. I kind of want this one to be a little bit later.
Yeah, I can feel how it's close, but not quite.
Oh, final drop.
Yeah, it's getting there. That's almost there. I needed this to be a little later. 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 There it is. We
fun
did it.
Fun exercise to try to hear each one get moved as you move it and hear that. It's very minute, but when you hear it with the beat, you can hear that it's like locked in.
Yeah, you sort of just like try to do it objectively first and then be like, oh, that was wrong, but let's do it by ear for the rest.
Yep. By ear always works better, unless you're just perfect at everything but by ear. All right.
Okay, what are we working with again? I kind of.
Yeah, what were our other samples?
Let's unwarp all of them.
Whoa, they're going fast.
They're going crazy, dude. Maybe I want to take just a so I'm going to my sampler and I'm going to drag the start time.
I like that idea.
And I'm going to set it to gate.
So you can pick up your finger off the key and it'll stop the sample.
That's right.
Beautiful.
I like that.
I like this. You found it. That's nice. You found it.
Dude, what? That's sweet.
You just unlocked something. That sounds so cool. That feels like the beginning.
That'll be something else right there. So let's cut that.
Yeah. That is cool.
Bum, 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 bum. Right at the end there.
Yep.
Okay, we need this to stop. We need that sample to stop.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to set that other sample to gate 2 and just elongate all of these and make and sort of make them touch the sample. I don't know. How would you describe what I'm doing? I can't like do this and describe it at the same time.
just you know, move them around, get them all lined up, making them cutting it off where you want to cut off and adding them together, making it do what you want.
I love that. That's very eloquent. Okay, then I set. Oh, this. Oh, it's this one that I needed to set the gate. I set the wrong one to gate. Oh, that's sick. Ooh. That's super cool.
That's super nice.
You know what? Let's re-import the MIDI and use that MIDI for another instrument.
Yeah, I feel like we have a lot of piano happening. I agree with that idea.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go. I mean, let's just import it to this perv thing.
Yeah, we love that thing.
Why the heck not, dude? Boom.
Hey, while you do that, real quick, I want to say that we started a Discord. And we want to get everyone to join. It's just a place to hang out, chat with us, chat with our guests, chat with each other as listeners, talk about music, nerd out, collaborate, whatever it might be. So we're growing it right now. The link is in the show notes. Check it out.
Thank you. Please, please check it out.
We also have a support link in the show notes if you want to support us and growing this podcast, making it a better experience. We would really appreciate it. All right. Enough of that.
Enough of that. Bum bum bum. Ding 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 ding. Da bum bum bum.
What do you think? Is that like a bass? I don't know why I feel like bass.
Sorry.
Ooh. so spacey and cool.
You want to try transposing it down?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it might be good because it's kind of in the same range as the piano still. You're although totally it right. is, it's pretty different. But I don't know. Let's try it. Let's try it low. See how it sounds.
No, let's try it. Okay, so easy. So I could just select everything and just like drag it all down an octave in MIDI. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I could also go to MIDI effects over here. Mm-hmm. I could go to, where is it? Pitch minus 12. Okay, this is sort of a baritone layer. Let's thin it out with the idea that we are going to add bass later. Super weird. Okay, we have bass and two electric guitar tracks. What if we just did like sort of like one note and just made like a drone?
I was gonna say we're getting pretty busy, so we don't want to add that much more rhythmic layers. I feel
agreed.
Like.
Agreed. Okay, let's just make like a cool.
Oh, Marty's grabbing the bass.
Yeah, it was right over there, bro.
Let's go.
It was just sitting there, ready to be played. And then I have this little audio thing connected to two, but because of my preset, I already have this connected to two.
This is honest. The technicality of what's happening right now, like you're just plugging stuff in and it's all set up, ready to go. Templates, pretty cool. Cable sounds like it needs some love.
It does.
Okay. It works.
Yep. Okay, weird thing about this bass is that you have to tune it 20 cents flat.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling us about that in another episode,
too. Andy Tui's P bass. I still have it.
Yeah. The story of that is in another episode. You got to go find it. It's really good.
You
got to
go find it.
The P bass.
True fans know.
Oh, we can hear it through your mic a little and through the audio mover. So we get a little
clicking?
Bit of a double signal, but it's good. It's good. It sounds cool. It sounds like a delay.
This is how you would hear it in the studio.
Exactly.
Okay, what note are we looking for?
I don't know, man. I wrote it 5 years ago.
So what drone are we looking for? That's the question.
Oh, yeah.
So you're using the C sharp whole tone scale on this one.
Because there's no home, really, so it's sort of any note will do.
We could use just like F.
Yeah, it sounds kind of cool. Let's give it a try.
Okay, let's use it. We'll start like this is why the piano thing is good too, because it's like helps with theory. Sounded weird. What? Oh, it wasn't weird. It was just me.
Okay, let's say. I literally almost said add a little bit of rhythm though, like go like boom, 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 and then you just.
Did I do it?
I was like, okay, well.
Something like
this is some heady experimental music we're making right now. I love it.
It's true. It is heady and experimental.
It's fun.
That should be
it's
good.
Such a fun. Yeah, let's just call it good. That's amazing.
Okay, I'm down to call it good. Electric guitar time?
Yeah, we're cruising. Sometimes you just gotta work fast, you know, just let it happen. I love it.
I feel like I'm flying by the seat of Blake's pants right now.
So here's the question. On the electric guitar, I have a couple ideas for you. One, we could do some muted, like, picky stuff. Okay. Or we could do some like funk chords, like a burn out, you know, like kind of short stuff.
I like
or
muted...
something else that you're thinking. I don't know. Just throwing some ideas out there.
Muted picky. I like that. I like muted picky a lot.
Okay. All right.
Let's try it. I'm gonna grab my picks are right by my camera. And
chaos my little, in the studio.
Oh yeah, your pick jar. Jar.
My little pick jar. It's a candle jar. But the picks say I'm a slice of garbo.
Oh yeah. Right, I remember there. These.
Just to remind myself about how my guitar skills are.
So let's this we will hear delay, everybody listening, but we'll get it all nice for you. Tuning action, I love it.
Okay,
whole tone chords, hard on the guitar.
Whole tone, yeah, I wouldn't even know where to start. Maybe, because a whole tone chord is an augmented chord, right? So it's... Yeah. That would be it. So that's an augmented triad. I guess not that hard. I mean... We just have okay. It's not that hard.
Okay, well, you know, you just gotta think it through sometimes. I guess you
really do.
Certainly sounds okay, right though.
We're when definitely
you play tracking
whole tone,
you know,
we gotta track that. Yeah, it does have a very distinct sound, bro.
Yeah.
Let's go effects. Actually, let's go styles.
Ooh.
Funk and soul. I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know what like style this is, but it doesn't really matter. Funky Ottawa. That's so cool.
It's unhinged, that's for sure.
Gotta go wow wow wow.
I was just jamming out there. I was just head nodding, like I'm locked in. That's amazing.
It's kind of like it glues it together in a weird way.
It does. I was thinking like the way it rings kind of glues everything.
How's this tone? Maybe a darker tone. I could go like that. Let's stick to that. Let's not think about it too hard.
Yeah.
We'll just jam. Ah! I gotta really nail that.
Ooh, I do like that though.
Who knows if we'll keep it? I don't know.
I like it. We can definitely work with that. That's workable, as you say.
It's workable. That's workable. Okay, let's add your picking idea.
Yeah. Something subdued.
Just like a dunk, 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 dunk. Oh, that A. We need to add that A. We were talking about that.
You get a little like variation or something.
needs to be an F. This is too, like, too...
Also, yeah, lock the, it the, great... with the bass.
Yeah, just, like, double the bass. I think an octave up or a couple octaves. The great thing about having a tuner, too, is I don't know where I am on this guitar at all. Like, this note, no idea where I am, but the tuner tells me it's a B.
So then you can just quickly adjust.
Yeah.
That is a genius hack. Because I was like, wow, it's impressive. Marty knows all the notes on the guitar.
I can at least figure out the E string is the lowest one, so one octave up is an F. But, like...
Yeah. Way up the neck somewhere. How do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't... Like, here, that's an F.
I like that. Clean and just simple. Easy. I think that's the move. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'll add that. Got it on the last two bars. Yeah, okay, let's add some vintagey echo to the like a long tape thing.
I was gonna say having that slightly in the background would sound cool with echo sort of pushing it back in the aural space.
Aural space. We'll put some chorus on it too. Why not? Hey, get out of my aural space. Micro shift plus long tape. Mm. Boom boom, and then we'll retrack it. I kind of want to just make it for a while.
Yeah.
Just not have it too busy, you know? It's just
I was going to say, how we arrange this, like, there's a lot of busyness, but there's options to arrange it. Cool.
Whoa. What the heck?
I like it.
What the heck, dude?
We're on to something.
Gotta turn the noise off, though. We don't like that noise. Okay. Here we go. We'll copy-paste that other guitar, too. Better than that, I think. Jeez, man. Ooh, stanky. Nah. We'll just keep it at the bwam, bwam.
I kind of like that.
Just a pwing.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, another second one.
The first one, it hangs. The second one, you get a little action. Okay. So it's kind of nice. Maybe you go back and forth.
I
need to play.
Yeah. I like that. How about that? How about just a pwing? Sorry. Okay, we'll put that where it needs to go.
The reverb sounds really cool on that one. It just went and just sits there. Oh.
This is weird, man. Should do okay, 7-part series. Next episode, we use all of these instruments to make like a tonal section of the song.
Ooh, like Debussy.
So we like We have like a four chord section where it's like dun bun dun, and then this section is like the sort of micro weird, like the suspended thing.
Suspended jam, just kind of like Debussy did. Oh, I was gonna say, go back to episode one and listen to the original piano piece. Completely different vibe than this. I feel like the shaker, the guitars, the like everything, just like every part we put on was instrumental and taking it to this totally new vibe. So cool. And then also Debussy's piece, switching between tonal and then that sort of whole tone lostness. Really cool
Let's
idea. I love it, dude.
do it. Let's do
Let's
it.
do
Okay,
it.
next episode we'll do a tonal section, and then the last episode we're gonna show everyone how to ship stems properly, and we're gonna send
Ooh,
it to
that's a good
Blake.
one. Send it to me. Dude, it's like a little present. This is gonna be great.
it's re-gifted.
It's, yeah, resample and re-give it. All right. Until next time, everybody, much love.
Bye.